שולחן ערוך, אני יורה דעה, הלכות ברית מילה, says that the mitzvah of the ברית מילה is of course ביום. ביום would mean from the נצח חמה on. Of course, if one would do the ברית מילה from עלות השחר, בדיעבד, it would be קשה. But לכת תחילה, we wait until the sunrise. And then Maran writes, that is a mitzvah and the ברית מילה of זריזים מקדימים למצוות. To do the mitzvah as early as possible. And they learned that from Avraham Abinu that says, Vayashkem Avraham Baboker. So the question is, on this zirizim, how much should we do zirizim? The Aruch HaShulchan has a question, should we do the Brit Milah before Shacharit, before we even pray? To do zirizim. So there's a few answers that he brings down. One answer they say that no, you shouldn't do it before the tefillah, because we have a rule of tadir. Tadir v'she'eno tadir, tadir kodem, and tefillah is more prevalent, especially that you have more mitzvot in the tefillah, like Amidah, Kriyat Shema, Talet, and Tefillim, so that would take precedence. In the Shut Devrei Malkiel, in the Chelek Aleph Siman Yud Dalid, he says that since the mitzvah of tefillah is a mitzvah that's zman oveh, that it's time related, so therefore you should give that a precedence. Whereas the brit milah, you know, once the eighth day comes, you have for the rest of the life to do the brit milah. Or you have a longer time, even if you want to do it on the day, it's the whole day. So therefore you should give the preference to the mitzvah that's time lapses sooner. A third mitzvah that they bring down, the reason is that by milah, it says the word yom. By tefillah, it says the word boker. So boker would be earlier than yom. And the Sefer Koreta Berit, he says a simple reason, because you have to drink the wine. And you can't drink wine before you pray. So that early, you don't have to do it. So now at least we say you can pray. It's brought that from Hazon Ish, that he said you don't have to pray nets on the day of the Brit Milah either. So you could do the milah at the earliest possible time after tefillah. You could pray the normal time. However, the poskim, it seems, that hold that, of course, the earlier the better, but so long as you don't pass midday, hatzot, you're still within the realm of zirizim. The Petrat HaShuvah brings down from the Shvut Yaakov that says that he is upset at the Hazanim on Shabbat and Yom Tov, where there's a Brit Milah, that they're singing and they're stretching, and as a result, the Brit Milah goes on after Chatzot. So that's the really the cutoff point that one should strive for, that the Milah should not be delayed past the Halachic midday. Now, sometimes there's concern that there'll be more people that will come. So there's a big question, what takes precedence? Is it Izim Magdimim or a bit of Amad Dat Melech? It seems from the post scheme that, based on the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, that Zirizim takes place even over bit of Amad Dat Melech. Chaim Avadia writes, you know, unless you don't have a minyan. That's what Chaim Avadia says in Yabia Omer Chelek Bet Yoredi Asi Man Yudchet, that if you're delaying the Milah after Atzot, you could have 10 people, then you're right, because, okay, 10 is the minimum. But once you have a minyan, to delay the minyan to milah for more people, that wouldn't be proper. There's a very, very nice, well, I don't know how nice it is, but it's a rebuke from the Ma'aser Okeyah. Makshirei Milah brings it down in Perek Bet, in Halakha Gima. He writes, V'chein minhag kol Yisrael zulat be'ezeh mekomot shekedeh lehamtin lanashim ad shiitkashetu. מוכרחים לאחר מצוות מילה ופדיון הבן ונשואים, וזה גורם איחור גדול עד אחר חצות היום על פי הרוב. ומה יעשו גדולי הדור שאין בידם למחות? והשומע ישמע והחדל יחדל ויזהה לנשים על הדבר, או לא ישמע בדבר הזה כלל. אלא ימול מיד אחר יציאה מבית הכנסת כמנהגן של ישראל ותבוא עליו ברכת טוב מהאל הטוב והמתים שזיכה לבן זכר שיחיה בזכות מצווה זו עד כאן. So the המעשה לוקח is telling us in the ladies used to delay the Brit Milakos till they got their makeup on and got dressed. So the Bira was going on after Chatzot. He didn't like it. He said, even though the rabbis have a hard time getting back to control, nonetheless, it's zechut to do the milah on time. Just one clarification regarding this. The question was asked to the Gedolim, what if the reason why you're delaying it after Chatzot is to wait for parents? The parents are coming, let's say, from out of town or from far, and they cannot get their bit milah at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock in the morning. They could be there in the afternoon, and they're asking the Abi Ben, they want to be there. Do we say that Zirizim Magdimim even overrides a concern over here waiting for family members? This is a question. So I saw brought down in Sefarim, in the Sefer Kibud, Kibud Horim, and Perek Yud Bet Sof Ha'ara Yud Zayin from Rabbi Yashiv Alav Shalom, and he says, "Im Vakshim Memenu Abi VeImo La'aruch Et Milat Beno La'har Chatzot Apa Pish Mevoar B'Shulchan Aruch Shezirizim Makdimim LeMitzvot Mikol Makom Kevan SheKol Hayom Kasher Hayav LeShmoa BeKolam." However, he says you should try to convince them and send people to convince them to try to let them do it early. But if you can't convince them, you delay the milah till after Chatzot. Similarly, in the Sefer Va'aleh Lo Yibol, the author asked of Shlomo Zalman Oyebach, "Im adif lamud baboker from Zirizin, or to do it in the afternoon, in order that relatives that are coming from far." Shlomo Zalman answered in this language, "Tnaheg keben adam." He said, "Behave like a human being." Tithashib bahim. So use your brains, and it's not worth it to make a mahloket and to fight. Zirizim is a mitzvah, of course, but it's only a mitzvah de rabbanan. To make mahloket, to make fights, clearly it would be much worse. So you have to use your scale to know exactly how to measure. But nonetheless, the tachilah, clearly one should make the brit milah as early as possible after the tefillah. However, he should try at least to shoot before Chatzot Yom.